A few minutes later, Simira knocked on the door. Sibelang jumped into bed and put the cover over his nose. "Who is it?" he called a crackly voice. "It's me, Simira." "Oh, how lovely to come in, my dear," cried Sibelang. When Simira entered the little cottage, she could scarcely recognize her grandmother. "Grandmother, your voice sounds so odd. Is something that matter?" she asked. "Oh, I just have touch of a cold," squeaked Sibelang, adding a cough at the end to prove the point. "But grandmother, what big ears you have," said Simira as the egg gets closer to the bed. "The better to hear you with, my dear," replied Sibelang. "But grandmother, what big eyes you have," said Simira. "The better to see you with, my dear," replied Sibelang. "But grandmother, what big teeth you have," said Simira, her voice quavering slightly.